coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is kind of the weekend roundup, but I'm going to take a different tack here today. Lady, the studio dog, she looked up and saying, what are you talking about? Anyway, going to take a little different tack today. Last Friday, in case you didn't see this, last Friday, Alex Jones, he did a, 20-minute segment on Civil War. I'm not even sure of the title, but the link along with the title will be at HagmanPI.com. By the way, it's just been one tremendously busy week for both Randy Taylor, who's on deck. Randy Taylor is on deck right now. RT at HagmanPI.com. It's been a tremendously busy week. We have been working in the field. We've been working specific cases actually working the cases, but also on a consulting basis as well. You're going to be hearing more about what Eric the Tech is doing and I'm doing. Okay. You're going to be hearing more about that. As well as Randy Taylor, investigating and research. So between the three of us, we're doing, I'm telling you, we're doing a lot of work outside of the show hours. But the end result from that research, the investigation, will provide you the information, the exposure of those people, individuals, groups, NGOs, government, non-government officials, individuals, okay, that some you've never heard of, some you don't know, but involved in really the theft of our constitutional republic and the theft of your children's future and mine. And take that information and do with it what you will. Real quick, hopefully you caught the show on Wednesday. If you didn't, go back and listen to the show. Hopefully you got every show this week. I really hope you did. The reason I mentioned Wednesday is we had four guests Wednesday consecutively in the second and third segment, Coach Dave and others. As a matter of fact, saving God's children, folks. This is a good conversation starter. I'm telling you, as I said on that show, I had this attached to a key fob for my vehicle. When I went to pay at the grocery checkout, the woman behind the counter saw that and said, "What's that?" You know, thinking perhaps it was some sort of mold for my grandchild's foot or something. And I said, no. And I explained. We had a conversation. And, you know, we need these kind of conversations, the bigger picture. It's not all politics. It's not all sound bites and snapshots. It's about the bigger picture. So, at any rate, with me to discuss the bigger picture and to really discuss, because I don't think this got enough attention. You might have seen it. You might have seen it, heard it, and then kind of forgot about it, blew it off or saying, really? But look, I know, I don't want to overstate my relationship with Alex Jones, but I know Alex Jones, okay? I do know him. I know members of his crew. I know Owen Schroyer. I know others. Okay. And this struck me last weekend when I heard it. I was going to address this week. And I held off until the closing show for the week, or at least right now, the closing show for the week, because there could be more coming, especially this weekend. Because I want to get Randy Taylor's take on this. But to start it off, we'll start it off at the beginning and run this for about a minute 20-ish. And this is how last Friday, in this segment Alex Jones started off, because essentially, is this the end of the West? Is this the end of America? Is this the end? Are we looking down the barrel of a fatal weapon that could knock us completely, completely out of, well, just out of civilization? Because, folks, you know, Deagle Report, the population culling, the fact that so many people have received the genocide or democide jabs, so many people have been victimized by the bioweapon. I believe that there's at least two, if not three, parts to this bioweapon. Third part being perhaps 5G, or some level of frequency. First part being the original bioweapon from Wuhan, compliments of WHO and NIH and other organizations. The second part being, of course, compliments of Big Pharma. Third part being the frequency aspect of things, all three put together. I have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on here in the near future, as well as some other medical professionals I've been in contact with, and will be again with Tom Renz, get him on, and some others, because we need to dig deep into this. Folks, we've only just begun. And to the people who are listening from the FBI, and I know they are, I just have one message for you. Two messages, or one message with a couple of parts to it. Number one, find Jesus. Find Jesus in your hearts. If you're a good man or a good woman, you can do that. Number two, get the hell off our asses. Second part. And thirdly, don't think we're not going to fight back, because we are. All right, with me, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, if you want to talk to him. He does answer his emails very quickly and very efficiently, and I commend him for that. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good today. I try and answer emails as much as I can. Sometimes I just miss them, and yeah. I'm sorry. Sometimes you'll get an email and it's 2 weeks old, and I go, I never saw this. So it just depends. Well, I do try and answer, you know, people that take the time and email, and I'm glad you do, because it's a little feeling on the show and this and that, and we appreciate the comments.
And you're very good at that. You know, we do. The problem I have is my goodness, you know, close to 200,000 in touched. And
yeah, you get Doug's email load is impossible to answer.
Yeah, and when I was at the National Press Club with Jerome Corsi, when he was under FBI surveillance, and he said to me, he said, well, you know, because at that time I had just a boatload of emails. He said, you know, I would delete them. Of course, that advice was used against me. God bless Jerome Corsi. But the fact that he said that to me, you know, during the surveillance by the FBI during the tenure of President Trump, that really it's amazing what this weaponized Justice Department does. But so having said all of that, because we can talk about the different trials and everything else, but nothing else will matter if what Alex Jones had is seeing in the offing comes to pass. So let's start with a minute and 20 second clip, and then from there, let's see when I discuss this. This is kind of in the middle. This would be in the middle part, maybe, of his lengthy or 20 minute description. Then we'll go piece by piece after that. But here's cut one.
When they go to full martial law, there's a very good chance they're going to go ahead and kill Trump. And I would predict the same day they kill Trump, they'll probably kill Senator Paul or try. They'll kill Matt Gaetz. They'll try to kill me. And they'll go ahead, because they know Joe's awakening, or they're going to go ahead and kill Joe Rogan. They'll kill Joe. And, you know, they've already got plans how to do it, how to line it up. One guy they'll claim was a murder-suicide. Oh, he killed himself, and, you know, or shot his wife and killed himself. Oh, you know, this guy, you know, died of a heroin overdose. Oh, this guy was in a shootout. This guy got carjacked. But they may not even care and just go to our houses and just you know, launch hand grenades into the thing. I mean, they're not going to care at that point. All right? And they're going to have communists just green lit, just burning courthouses, burning buildings, just torching everything. So you'll have cities on fire everywhere, just people looting, murdering. The police will all be, you know, hiding in the police stations. People will be firing grenades into the police stations. The 30 million illegal aliens, it's not 20 million, it's not 10 million. The 30 million illegal aliens who all got smartphones from the UN and the 10 million military-age men they brought in, they'll go out and hit all the targets they're supposed to hit. And it's the end of the country. So that's where we are.
All right. Now, considering the fact that we had Phil Haney on, and Phil Haney was highly connected in the IC, he always wore a thumb drive around his neck, and he was found shot to death. Again, he was on our program numerous times. We've had others on, in fact, the man behind it. Gray State, that was a murder suicide of his family, in quotation marks. Okay, so and then there are a few more. So I look back at the years we've been doing this, and I see, man, there are a lot of suspicious deaths with whistleblowers. You got the two from Boeing. You've got what you were talking about with the couple up in Canada.
Sherman.
Yeah, the Sherman couple, correct. So what do you think about that, just that segment that he was talking about, martial law, the attempted homicide of these individuals? Go ahead.
I honestly, you know what, we've said all along that these people that have been sneaking in the country, being escorted into the country, those people are going to eventually be the ones that attack the cities, attack the people, and conduct assassinations. We've said that. We've been saying that. I don't know that it'll be kill Trump and then that happens. The things that he said will happen. What order exactly, I'm not sure.
I agree.
Okay. And I'm just going to say there's a lot of people around Trump. He's not stupid. His security's not stupid. Okay, so they'll be on the ball. But what puts us in a bad position, and this is the part that bothers me every day, every night, we know these people are sitting here in these buildings and these encampments. We know they are the enemy. We know that they are going to come and try and kill us. And we can't really do a hell of a lot about it. Because if we were to storm those buildings and kill those individuals, which if we're on a war footing, that's one of the first things I'd do. Personally, if I was in charge, I would dispatch teams. They'd be buried in those buildings, but especially I would absolutely destroy every one of them. We get first strike. I always believe in that first strike capability and utilizing it. Waiting and letting them come after us. Once they're scattered, I don't know how we fight them. I really don't, because the U.S. citizenry is not ready. You know, you see all these people, everybody's got guns, and the girls on Twitter with their little pink gun. And you know what? If she lasts 5 minutes, I'd be surprised. You're talking about trained mercenaries.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. This is people that are trained to kill you. And I ask each and every one of you out there, when was the last time you personally trained to take a human life? That's what I thought.
Let me tell you something. When you have a gun, and Randy Taylor, you can speak on this with more authority because of the sheer number of times you had to face this. When you have a gun pointing at someone else, believe me, it is not, I mean... And you're about ready to pull that trigger, you know inherently you're about to take a human life. And
because it's almost the best way I can describe it. It's like a switch.
Mm. Okay.
Kill switch. You have to be able to do it and not question what you're doing.
Boy.
There'll be enough time for questioning afterwards.
That's the ultimate compartmentalization mentally, you know. And, and by the way, I do want to respect the man, David Crowley, Gray State. I didn't mention his name. I didn't do that as a slight, but I want to mention him because he was on our program talking about the Gray State video, which he was behind. Okay, but going back to what you said, go ahead, continue.
The main thing that I think you get from that club is, one, we know they're going to go after Trump. Two, we know that there's going to be people attacking us. There's enough people already in the United States to, if they were well organized, well trained, and well directed, to take over the country. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so with respect to what Alex was talking about, wouldn't it be more advantageous to the communist embedded enemies of ours to take out Biden and perhaps some other high profile, as opposed to Rand Paul, maybe a Hakeem Jeffries, as opposed to hitting on the right?
I think the reason they would go after Paul myself is he's a constitutionalist,
right?
To the letter. I mean, if Trump was taken down, I mean, he would probably be offering some pretty good advice. I honestly was thinking hard about that this morning because I sent you this before the show. DeSantis is making some moves to further protect the state of Florida from the globalists. And I really admire what he's doing. Okay. And I think that we also have to keep in mind, if Trump is murdered, I honestly think it'll trigger a reaction in this country they weren't prepared for. Seriously. I think that would be the go switch.
I think if Trump chokes on a ham sandwich, I think...
Yeah, McDonald's is in trouble.
I think that there are enough people out there that would say, wait a second, there's something wrong here, you know, even if it was innocuous.
Well, we've talked about that. That is a very viable trigger. Because at that point, people are feeling pretty hopeless right now.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them are pinning their hopes on Trump, which is dangerous to do. But, you know, you never know. The Lord moves in mysterious ways. He does. God moves in mysterious ways.
And he uses
people. Absolutely. He uses imperfect vassals like us, like Doug, like me, like Donald Trump. You know, like Alex, like the Lord uses him. We all play a part in this game. Maybe game isn't the right word. This end game. Okay. I'll agree with everything that Alex says in there. I'm not sure of the order.
Exactly
who the assassinations would be. Trump would be the first one, but the other ones, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if this is supposed to occur inside of a week, you know, the timeline of doing that all in one day is impossible. Stretching that out over 7 to 10 days, I could see that happening. But let's see what else he's got. I haven't seen the film, so I'm watching this with you guys.
I think we all are, and I think everyone listening and viewing this broadcast, you know, and coming into this, by the way, coming into this kind of a wrap up. We could spend time on the trials on Trump trial. We could spend time on who the candidate may be as opposed to Biden. Because I do believe by the convention the ticket's gonna look a lot different on the left. We could talk about and I saw this comments during the week. Well, voting doesn't matter, you fools.
Vote. We've heard this. Listen, we've got a certain amount of cards to play. That's one of them.
Yes, yes. And if everyone felt like that, voting doesn't matter, you know what? We can overwhelm the system if we got off of our collective asses.
I'll tell you what.
Flooded the zone.
You got it. Go to the voting booth and everybody wear a Trump t-shirt and a MAGA hat. Okay? So that when a car full of little college lefties pulls up, okay, with their rainbow colors, they look out and see nothing but MAGA. They'll haul ass.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to do that. That would be like campaigning at a polling booth. But
I see candidates' names on t-shirts all the time in polling booths.
But you know what? Yeah. Hey, the left does it all the time. The communists do it all the time.
So. Yeah, they hand out candy bars and t-shirts in the ghetto for votes. That's no joke. Sure. That is no joke.
I know.
They did it. I know they did it in Baltimore like two elections ago. I do know that. These people are absolutely the slime that is left on the bottom of your shoe after you stepped in dog crap and then dog pee.
Exactly. And then, of course, if in place of candy bars, you can go to Philly where you can be met with armed Black Panthers.
There you go. I always liked them first thing in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
It's a stimulating conversation.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning, right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, okay, so we addressed that part. Now Alex goes on, and let's take this segment by segment, because I think, again, you know, when we talk about the bigger picture, well, what is the bigger picture? Mm-hmm. If we go down to the granular level, you know what? I'll tell you, we can do that, and we often do, but pull back a little bit and take a look. Go ahead.
And another thing that probably should have been wrapped in with those events, as Alex had said, the U.S. military needs to be on deployment.
And I think he addresses this
later on, but that would have to be, because I'll tell you right now, if they shoot Trump and declare martial law, the military isn't necessarily going to follow their, you know, commander in chief. I get this question all the time, you know, like up in Canada, are Canadian forces going to actually fire on a Canadian citizen? I say no.
Boy, you have a lot of faith.
You know what? If you read their posts on social media and kind of just get the drift of what's going on, those kids are good kids. Now, they're seniors. Officers may order it, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be if I was sitting up there in Canada, and especially the house we stay at, and suddenly there was a tank in the street and 10 Canadian soldiers there under nefarious circumstances. I'll tell you right now, I'm gimped, okay? But I can guarantee you I'll take five of those guys. I promise you that.
Knowing you,
I promise you
before
that
the first one would hit the ground.
Yeah, they wouldn't. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't, and I would lead the entire neighborhood if need be. And these guys are so scared of everything that if I stepped up and offered my leadership, they'd take it. I just, you know, there's a lot going on in Canada, and I've had discussions, and I've told people, look, I'm not Canadian, so I wouldn't be the first one to charge the Canadian government. A Canadian should do that. I will support him, but I'm not going to be the leader because I am a guest in Canada. Does that make sense?
It does. Now
in my country, yes, I would be happy if somebody came and said, RT, we need you to put together a plan, you know, a plan of action, and tell us when we're ready to go, how many people you need where and all that. I'm a great tactician. All right.
Yeah.
I would love that. You know why? I would get everything done with the least amount of casualties.
And that's important.
You can outthink your enemy if you're smart about it, just charging into it. And that's why I don't ever want to see patriots just blindly charge in. When it's time, if they keep pushing, if Satan keeps pushing, we will push back. And I'm not, anybody's listening to that, don't consider that a threat. I'm just telling you what history shows. So if you slept through history class, then you missed all that. Okay. But the country, our country was established by our forefathers under basically the same circumstances. And guess what? You can only push a person so far, and they say that's enough. So if you're listening, don't ever play this in court. Well, you said that this, you know, you're going to help them. Yeah, I will help them. I'm a patriot. I'm a Christian patriot. I'm not afraid to ever give my life.
Amen. No.
I know where I'm going. And I just hope God says, you know, job well done, son.
And that's what conservative Christians, I believe, work for and strive for. Now, I know heaven is not gained by works or faith alone, but,
right.
But you know, there is a judgment that we have to face.
And I told you the criteria on that. Yes. I need to be able to look God in the eye and say, dear Lord, I did everything in my power.
Yes.
To avoid that. And then we were pushed into that situation. There's a reason my life has been what my life is and what it's been.
Eric the Tech and I were just talking about that. Go ahead.
I'm going to write a book where I'm very slow. I'm working on it, okay? But I've got a really interesting life. So there's things I've been involved in and done and just things that you wouldn't believe if I just sat here and told you. But it's been an interesting life. And the thing is, I said that so many times ago, why, Lord? You know what? What do you want from me? And as I look at the future, I know why he put me through the things that he allowed me to go through.
Would you agree with a statement that I think if everyone listening and viewing this broadcast reviewed their lives to the extent where they are right now in the role that perhaps they're going to have to play, they could say the same things. Man, you know, how did I get here?
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it. That's not just me. That's all of us. We're a collective force.
Okay.
Okay. We really are. And look, we're going to get through this. All right.
Okay.
Just when it's time to go. And if we get to that, be ready and be ready to go. Don't leave us standing hanging out in the breeze, please.
I think we all have to
make a commitment right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that when it's time to move, you'll move.
Well, I think this this next segment, now before I get back to Alex Jones, there was something else that happened this week that I did cover on this show. It's 29 seconds. I think it was with you. Perhaps not. If not, I apologize. But Maxine Waters. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful creature.
Okay. Yeah.
My dream date.
I wonder how much she spends in wigs, but
they're not long enough. They need to cover more of her face.
Yeah, cousin Hit from the Addams Family or whatever.
What a hag!
I'm telling you, but she in 26 or 29 seconds, she did say something that Dan Bongino had come back and said. You know, pay attention to this, because the projection there could be, and there probably is, and I can pretty much verify this, that the FBI is looking at the America First, I'm not even going to say Make America Great Again, but the American First constitutionalist Christian conservatives. The FBI is really focused on us, and I can verify that. I'm telling you right now, I can verify that, and you can too, Randy Taylor, and so can Eric the Tech. And we don't talk about it, but the fact of the matter is they're laser focused in the rank and file as well as the higher ops. But listen to this in case you missed it the first time around. Listen to this and consider not just what we had offered initially, but consider what Bongino said that, hey, maybe, just maybe, the FBI is, you know, that this is the old flipperoo, and the FBI wants to create this, ultimately paraphrasing, a false flag. So here is cut, I don't know, two.
This is a man who we'd better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
So again, why
have
would
you ever
say something like that?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the right ever anywhere talk about attacking a community? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Our problem is with the government and the government's employees. Our problem is with Congress, the Senate, and the president. That's who our, we don't have a problem with the military. We don't have a problem with any town or city in the United States. If we did, we would have already done something. We don't operate that way. Most of us are Christians, and we don't just go in somewhere and slaughter civilians to make a political point. That's not how we operate. But be advised, government, if there was an attack on patriots, Christians, a physical attack, okay, I just told you who the three main targets are. Be advised. We're not anything. We want to avoid this at all costs. We are Christians. Get it. Pump it through your head. Read your Bible. Look up the definition. Ask somebody what it means. We're not murderers. But if it broke into an all-out civil war, you know what? How can I guarantee, looking at a village in the middle of the United States, that they're all leftists? I cannot. I can't do that.
Well, San Francisco. I mean.
Well, no, okay. Kidding. Yeah. No, but you know what I'm saying. I don't. You know.
And
I'll be honest with you, though, it wouldn't even have to happen.
No.
You and I have discussed this before. I kid you not. This whole problem could be solved within 48 hours.
You're exactly right. But
and we discussed it, and we're not going to give any clues on the air. But I'm going to tell you right now, Doug and I know exactly how this entire mess could be straightened up in 42 hours, okay? And all I would need is maybe...
What, you need 200 up or what?
Well, no, they clipped on mass 200 because we'd create jobs at the same time, Doug. But the point is, this would never have to come to that type of fruition. I would offer that to any leadership of the Patriot movement and say, look, guys, why don't we try this? The worst you can do is fail.
But we
can save a lot of trouble and a lot of bloodshed.
And I totally agree with you on that. And you know, it's not like necessarily whack-a-mole, although in a sense it is, but it could be more surgically applied to make it more effective. Enough said on that.
And so, hey, Maxine, we're allowed to train.
Yeah. Hey.
And we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not allowed to go after.
I just hope that it never comes down to the Patriot population fighting the leftist population in the streets. I really don't.
Okay.
But that could happen.
So the reason I stuck that in there in between inside that Alex Jones piece is because that reminded me last Friday's broadcast. When I was thinking about Maxine Waters and what Bongino said and what other, that reminded me of what Alex said. So from last Friday. So that's why I brought this Jones clip in. So what I'd like you to do though, is I want you to make the call. Okay. Of when to pause it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's get a nice big chunk of information and then talk about it. Otherwise we're never going to get this talked about.
Let's do it. Okay. So,
all right.
So we can pick it up after the intro, after the InfoWars intro. Go ahead.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2024.
A week ago.
And we can put the full show headline up on screen, please. This is a maximum red alert, and I am been aware of this for a while, so most of you. But it's a statement that has to be made that we are on the cusp going into the first major stages, and the dominoes have already fallen, to trigger civil unrest in every Western country of the world, leading to what will be billed as civil wars that will lead to civil emergency and martial law. Emergency, Friday broadcast. Alex Jones, that's yours truly, has confirmed that the globalist deep state has already set in motion civil unrest leading to civil war and martial law. We can mitigate this, perhaps even stop it. Please share and watch the live show link from Infowars.com/show. Band.video and Real Alex Jones on X. And please follow me there and share the live feed from there. Now, there are 100 ways plus to try to describe this and break this down. But I think I should just first talk about the preparation of the last decade for this, really accelerating under Obama. And the social engineers studying the demographics and sociology of every sector and then tailoring the destabilization plan for the region that the 5i intelligence agencies and tax-free foundations with their willing accomplices and bought and paid for controlled media are putting out. So there's a lot of places to start, but let's just go to the defunding of the police even before Trump was driven from office via election fraud. 3.5 years ago, you then saw the Soros-controlled mayors and DAs and attorney generals all across the United States in almost every major city that they control. They control almost every major city, even most sub-cities, to defund the police on average by about 40%, and then to intimidate the police, not to be able to do their job, and to throw the book at them and prosecute them. If they make any type of mistake, or even when they don't make a mistake, to make them be paralyzed to not go out and stop crime. And you have laws passed in 10 states and several hundred cities, like San Francisco, Portland, Chicago, New York, where even if you steal, depending on the city or state, $1,000, $2,000, up to what, $5,000 in some cities, out of a store, a grocery store, a clothing store, a Walgreens, you name it, that you will not be prosecuted. That's just one example of the destabilization. The defunding of the police in places like Minneapolis, Minnesota, where then the mayor and others hired private security 24 hours a day, millions of dollars a year just for themselves, while cutting the police by 50%.
Okay.
So when you do that, and I saw another story out of Texas.
Right. Pause that. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is exactly what we've been discussing. It's part of that strategy of attention, defunding the police. You and I talked about this in an email last week.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what we said, defunding the police. It's the backdrop. And that all falls on Obama, Eric Holder, and that Loretta Lynch. Okay, and I hate to say it, but three black people,
yep,
pushing through prejudicial laws, intimidating, and getting rid of the police. Okay, at that, when they were saying defund the police, man, that should have been a huge red flag to all patriots. And if you haven't noticed in your town and city and in your country, and I've also noticed in Canada, nobody's doing anything about these crimes. They may or may not even put handcuffs on somebody and take them to jail, depending on what exactly it was. But if it's just theft, man, it's like a ticket. It's nothing. And if you assault someone, okay, you're literally out in a couple hours. That's just part of the insanity. People playing with the laws. But what they're trying to do, and they've been very good at it, is turn the black against the white. Now, if you notice, the older black generation hasn't really fallen for this. the young blacks have. They know that five or six of them can jump on a little white girl outside of school and pound her head into the concrete, and nobody's going to do anything about it.
We've seen that in schools.
Right, we know that.
Yeah.
And that's the exact setup. Now, I'm sure Alex is... Let's go right on to the next one.
Okay. And he's, all good points, by the way. All good analysis. And thank you. Okay.
That's been in play for a long time. Like the George Floyd thing. That was like a joke. Because the guy should... He died in dishonor.
Absolutely.
He didn't die in an honorable way. He died because of the drugs he had in his system. And
does the media talk about the fact that he held a gun on a pregnant woman before that? I mean,
no. And I don't understand why the Patriots haven't gone and torn down these statues that they put out of this clown.
No, painting over George Floyd or BLM or George Floyd or whatever, they get arrested.
That's what I'm saying. This is ridiculous now. If about 500 of you showed up and tore that statue down, there ain't much I could do about it. So you got to start thinking like the left. And we need to start sending them some messages. Because right now, the right, we look like a bunch of pansies.
Exactly. I think we are.
I hate to say that. We look like a bunch of pansies. I mean, we haven't even stood up to the left in the streets. You know, if this was 20 years ago and I had my health, when I wouldn't give for my health back. If I had my health, and this was 20 years ago, and BLM marched in my town, I would have gathered up enough people, and not just kids. I would have gathered men that knew what the hell they were doing, and we would have went down there, and they would have known we'd been there.
I think God has a way of protecting you.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's maybe why they say, you know, the whites are going to do this and it's going to be horrible. Because at the end of the day, when we do decide to do something, it really could be horrible. Because it's been pent up. And somewhere there's going to be a valve that releases that. And when it does, there's going to be hell to pay in this country. There's going to be hell to pay in Canada.
Yep.
My old man told me always, beware of the wrath of a patient man.
Amen to that.
He told me that when I was a kid. He told me that. And the other thing I remember he told me, he says, you'll never forget the sound of a round being chambered. He told me that. He was right because he goes, it could happen on the other side of the house.
If you're not the one chambering it, I guarantee you won't forget that.
He said, I don't care what kind of firearm it is. He goes, you will never forget the sound of a round being chambered.
I'm into that.
You know, well, sage advice from the old man.
Absolutely.
He's departed us, but he's a good guy.
All right. Well, let's continue. And again,
let's do it.
I want you to call out the pause moments because,
I'm trying to do it by subject. So
yeah, and you're in charge. Go ahead. Continue. Cool.
Yesterday, where the man, and I saw another story out of Georgia, where Soros DAs, in one case, the man had 90-plus convictions, armed robbery, sexual assault, you name it. He was let out again, and then one guy kidnapped a woman and raped her. Another guy got out and then shot a bunch of police. I mean, and it's just blip on the radar. Oh, four dead cops, bloop, no big deal. Just bloop, don't even say the cops' names. Just, yeah, four dead cops, you know, six or seven more wounded, bloop, kidnapped woman, rape woman. It's just a little bloop. Can you imagine if a cop gets some fentanyl overdosing, you know, poor black person, and then they die while the cops put them in handcuffs, and then, you know, oh my God, the cop, you know, murder, we got to burn the country down. And they make it the biggest thing ever. But meanwhile, did you know something like 14 police were killed in the last week nationwide? Four in one pop from a felon who'd been released over and over again from prison? Yeah, there it is. Four law officers serving warrant or killed, four wounded in a shootout in North Carolina. And Georgia and Texas, and it's just barely in the news, just bleep. Now, again, you can hate the police all day, but the point is when the left fully takes over the country, they're going to run the police, and then you really won't like them. No, the police are one of the last institutions they haven't taken over yet in every area, but they're doing it. And they need to purge the military with the poison shot.
Pause that.
We can cut that one off at the pass if you're smart about it. Okay? Let the police know you support them. Starting today. Okay? If you see a cop having a hard time with a suspect, get my hand. All right? Buy him a cup of coffee. Say hi to him. Tell him, hey, man, be careful. Have a great day. But I'll tell you what, we need to start winning them over so when the left does go to step on them and tell them to hurt the citizenry, they have an issue with it.
Do we forgive those who were the ones tackling the mask, the people who were supposedly violating the COVID restrictions?
We don't know which ones, but this may be a psychological strategic thing.
Mm.
It might. I'm just saying it may be. I don't have a problem with any cops that I know personally. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I don't want. You know what? If we can get one less group shooting at us, I say we do it.
Okay. No. That's a great strategy. Great tactic.
And it's from a strategy thing. It's not that. And we've always backed the blue until the blue started acting like asses. And that, in my opinion, there's bad apples in every batch. Okay, take it or leave it. It's your country. You're the one. If you think that you can outshoot the police and you can outgun them, then treat them like buttholes. That's up to you. Personally, I don't have enough armament to take on the cops. And if I could have, just have one more thing in my basket when this whole deal goes to shit, I'll take it. Because right now, we're scrambling. We're looking for anything that'll work in our favor. Because everything
is stacked
against us. Yeah. See here, right, from a strategic standpoint. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. No. Did they kill George Floyd? No. You know, if I knew that guy's canteen number, I would send the guy canteen money in prison.
Yeah, he'd probably never get it given the status of the prisons. But Derek Chauvin, of course, the man arrested, the police officer arrested in prison. Yeah. But by the way, what Alex was talking about, the 14 dead officers last week, you know, it's interesting because Breitbart this week put out the Customs and Border Patrol. What they did, or Border Protection, whatever, they released a jewel thief wanted by Interpol for theft in South Korea. He comes into the U.S. I mean, there was a red notice on this guy by Interpol. They allowed him in. And he arrested stole 300 grand worth of jewelry from two different establishments in New York City. He's a known jewel thief. And he was Biden's CPB. Come on in.
And let me clarify a little better on the police. I'm talking about small police forces.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think you're going to turn the Atlanta police around. You're not going to.
Or NYPD. Who's,
bingo, you're not. Yeah. But small town, I would make sure that there was no beef with them, okay? Because when it comes down to it, your little town may have to sit there and ward off, you know, 5,000 attackers. You don't know. Be ready.
Yeah, I deal with police just about every other week.
Bingo. Do I have a problem with one bagging some lady over a mask? Yes, I do, and I'll address it right then and there.
Amen to that.
Okay. I'm not afraid to go to jail either. I don't. We could put you in jail. Well, boo hoo.
And I think all of us, if you're listening to this, maybe that's the attitude that we all have to have. Like,
you have to, man. You have to. See, you can do jail standing on your head.
Yeah.
Okay. If I knew you better, I would tell you about the times I've been in jail. But I'm not going to. I'll tell you in my book. Deal. All right. I will tell you in my book.
I love it.
Well, you can do a stand on
your head. Man. I'm telling
you. Three hots in a cot. You know, big deal. You catch up on your sleep. All right. All right. Next clip.
All right. Continue with it. Go ahead.
Lots of critical race theory and transgenderism. That's exactly what they wanted, to put their people in key positions. So they've got control of most of the military. They're getting control of the police. They've defunded the police. They've defunded it for the citizens. Jurisdictions all over the country, from Illinois to Texas, just say, hey, from midnight to 6 a.m., no police will respond when you're getting broken into. And then if you do one thing wrong or don't say the right thing, and when you shoot a burglar breaking in your house, Soros DAs are going to throw your ass under the jail. There's another one, yeah. Three officers shot in Louisiana in fatal standoff with gunmen. I mean, I can't even keep track of it. I didn't even know about that one a couple days ago. So, where are their names? Where are their families? Where are their crying wives and widows at press conferences? There is no interest in that. Because we don't want to humanize the police. But they're just waiting for a Kent State event to happen. They're just waiting for another George Floyd to happen. And Soros has spent billions, and he gets money from the State Department. He's just the front man, so the State Department doesn't have their hands directly in it. The State Department is funding billions and billions to bring illegals in and brainwash them against America, sign them up to vote, while at the same time funding billions of dollars to fund the Tides Foundation and the Sunrise Foundation, all these other groups, and to bail these people out when they're violent. And then when the frat boys and then the right-wingers go out who are sick of them, every little thing they do that's wrong gets magnified to make it a left-right battle. Because the globalists want Americans fighting with each other. They want to turn the heat up ahead of the summer of rage that's coming. That'll make 2020 look tame in comparison. I'm guaranteeing, not predicting, guaranteeing. Then they'll get enough incidences and enough Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, crisis actors, which we know they send in, like Charlottesville, to stir things up enough. And then there will be false flags. And false flags can be a crazy person you wind up, or it can be purely staged, or it can be done by a corporate group or a mercenary group. But it's going to be something that's going to be blamed on conservatives and nationalists. We saw that in the June National Security Directive by President Biden, where he said the number one terror threat is what? White supremacists, and that they're causing the most crime in America, which is completely fake statistic and just asinine. And you heard there's a rash... an epidemic of whites killing Asians doesn't even really exist. Just totally.
All right, pause that. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything he's saying there is correct. That's the buildup. We could use that collectively as when the stuff starts in the streets, the left will be the one that starts it. That may be a time to respond.
What if the left does, but it's blamed on the right?
Well, they're going to blame it on the right, but if you've got, 1,200 Antifa people on the street protesting, they can blame that on whoever they want. I'm just saying, why don't we take them down? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nip this in the bud. Whatever we do, it has to be so precise and so brutal that it would scare people from even wanting to pull anything like that in the future. I'd want them to look at the event and go, man, I don't know, you're out of your mind. Soros ain't worth dying over. Okay, this is a Soros prick. Yep. Him and his kid and his nephew. You know what? If you see those people eating somewhere or in a public place or something like that, you need to gang up on them and just totally make him have to leave. Make his security work.
Alexander Soros is going to be dragging Huma. Okay, so if you see
this Alexander guy Huma, is this,
yeah,
this guy is evil.
Well,
he is evil beyond evil.
Alexander's got the reins right now from George. He's the operative. He'll be the COO, I suppose.
That's what I'm saying, though. Any of them, you see him in public, you need to be on them like the left does. They are going to be. They want to eliminate the right. They've come. That punk kid has come out and said that.
Yes.
And you just want to grab him up by his shirt and say, okay, why don't we start here, tough guy? You little puke. He's a piece of crap. Okay? And anybody, it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to give anybody 30 seconds before you send them to Jesus to get right with the Lord, that's up to you. All right? This Soros is evil. And I don't understand why he hasn't been prosecuted, because when he backs these campaigns, as far as I'm concerned, those are bribes.
Well, it definitely.
It's a bribe.
Yeah.
But it's a bribe.
Absolutely.
He should, in his particular case, especially with him, I mean, they can make up any law they want. Look at what they do to Trump. Yeah. Why don't you make up a law that's an anti-Soros law? And anybody that takes money from any billionaire, okay, you can't accept it. I don't care who they channel it through. You cannot accept it because they are buying politics. And what they're doing is ultimately is they're buying life and death.
Which is, by the way, what they're doing with Ukraine, but I digress.
I think that they really were pushing the Ukraine. I think they're going to continue because they want to send U.S. troops off of U.S. soil.
This is true.
If there was a battle in Hawaii, they'd be there. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. But to unfold the things that want to unfold, U.S. Army, I don't see firing on a civilian, okay? U.S. Marines, who knows? I don't know.
10 years or pre-COVID, I would say you were probably right. But I think what happened with the woke at the same time as the COVID situation, I think really cleaned out a lot of the patriotic people who joined for patriotic reasons.
And they have to understand, Doug, we're going to treat them like the enemy.
Yeah, there you go. And I sadly, I think we have to.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll take a bunch of old veterans over a bunch of kids any day.
Oh, amen to that.
You know why? Because your youth and vigor will never, ever outweigh my nastiness.
And I want to add right here, too, and I don't know how many people saw this week, where China has now mandated children, elementary school children, for military training. I don't know how many people saw that. So think about what's coming over here and what's already been done at the secondary school level, the equivalent in China. So we're facing a lot. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think that like what we talked about, our original, if it was dumped in our lap, we'd just sort of stay dream plan. Doug and I did. If somebody followed that, this would be over in a matter of days, and there'd be minimal losses.
And that might still come to pass.
And if it does, please get a hold of me. Yep. I'll be happy to share it with you. All right. Let's keep rolling with this.
Okay. Because, and again, I just think this is everything that we were talking about this week kind of was summarized by Jones. But okay, we'll continue. Go ahead.
And that's good. That's good that all these collective minds are kind of coming out at the same time.
Exactly.
I've asked this a lot of times, and I don't know where to start. Probably should go to Jones as Alex and ask him. But I think a whole bunch of us need to get together merely because of the millions of people that listen to these shows. And you could take a collective group and say 10 or 15 well-known shows, well-established, no chance of there being a Fed in the group, that type of thing. We need to meet somewhere where we can have conversations outdoors and talk and have a tentative plan put together. We don't want them to drop the hat and we're standing there with our pants down.
No, and I agree with you. And that will come. And the reason we're doing it this way now is because right now, with respect to all of the patriots, the yes. true vetted patriots,
yes.
it would be like trying to herd cats. Okay. Yeah. It's just very difficult. So this is why we're doing it in this fashion. So, okay, we'll continue. And then again, you call the stop. Go ahead.
All right, cool.
This out may make them change the battle plan. About 155 days from now.
This is where he gets into it now.
So it's 185 days to the election. So about a month out from the election, about 155 days from now, we'll go into the zone, and black church is going to get hit. Black grocery stores are going to get hit. Black colleges are going to get hit. Then synagogues are going to get blown up, truck bomb. Federal buildings will then get hit, truck bomb. And then civil emergency is going to be declared. Trump is going to be blamed, and they have no intention of even letting us go to the ballots. Now, that's one plan scenario I see. They've got a bunch of others. They got a handful of cards. But the ace of spades is the false flag. But they got some wild cards in there as well. So they got some aces. But we've got the royal flush because we understand the battle plan. And we're able to communicate with the people. So that's one scenario. And there's and I want to explain kind of the trajectory of how they've been building this up. Because I only am covering the racial component. But they know people kind of saw through the George Floyd thing, and three times the numbers of blacks are set to vote for Trump, and double the number of Hispanics in many polls, more than half Hispanics. In many polls, upwards of 50% of black males, 30% of black females. That scares the hell out of the left. So they're going to need to hit them to try to then blame Trump. But that's not enough because people see through that. That's why they gave $6 billion to Iran, who's working behind the scenes with the CIA and Mossad, to then train and finish the training, and that was the final payment. That's why the West has given, under Obama and now under Biden, it was like $100 billion to Iran, about $99 billion last time I checked, for this long-term project. And it's all plausible deniability. They're like, wink, wink. Biden gives the final payment of $6 billion on a month before, 29 days before, the October 7th. Israel stands down for 7.5 hours. Hamas is told, oh, you're going in to get hostages so that you can get our people back. But that was all a setup. Obviously, then the leaders of Hamas outside the country knew they were about to get tens of billions more in funding as aid. They allow the sacrifice and execution of their people. Those that survive, millions are loaded, and they're finishing the pier right now. And Biden announced 2 days ago they're going to bring 1 million of the Gaza survivors, and a bunch of them will be terrorists, to the United States. And then that'll be happening before the election. Perfect timing. And so the CIA, MI6, the EU, Interpol, the Iranians, they're all in on it together, 100%, no doubt. Soros then funds the left for the uprisings. The right wing sees it, goes out and fights them. That turns up the temperature to see the sides all colliding and fighting. And then the intelligence agencies, and they might use German intelligence. They've used them for Oklahoma City. They might use British intelligence. Mossad kind of got caught with hands in cookie jar on 9/11, so they might, you know, pass the ball on this one. I don't know which group's going to carry it out. Might be a Merck group they hire. They might be able to get some mentally ill people to do some of the attacks. Wind-up toys.
Well, right there, yeah, okay. Those, the people he's talking about are the people that have come across the border. Those are going to be the Mercs. The Mercs are already here.
And I can verify this because,
And we need to zero in on those Mercs. I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I've asked some folks out there to do what I asked them, and please take some photographs and give me some addresses of buildings that you find suspicious. Thank you for those. I'm going to continue to ask you folks to do this, okay, because I need that information, okay? And do it like you're answering to a 911 dispatcher. You know, I want the address, boom, boom, boom. What you saw that made you interested in that property, okay, and take as many photos as possible. And what I do need is I need an estimated head count. Meaning, you may have to go back and check a couple times. Don't do it. You know, if you see something suspicious, and don't get caught doing this, all right? If you do come up with a good story, just say, wow, I'm really surprised. I thought that building was being torn down and it has people in it. Something like that. So nobody's really going to give you a second thought. But we need to know where these people are, because I'll be honest with you, if we could preemptively strike them, okay, now bear in mind, the left's already doing warfare in the streets. He said it. The right's going to go out and meet him in the street. Well, that means all gloves are off on the entire campaign anywhere. There's nothing to stop the right from dealing with those encampments where there's thousands of technically UN mercenaries waiting for orders to strike your hometown.
Well stated.
Get that information. I mean, I'm trying to put forward a step here. Somebody has to do something. So far, nobody's doing shit. All right? Get me some information. We know up in New York, there's buildings that are supposed to be demoed. Yep. And they've got people in them. South American in camouflage. We played it on the show while the person was being questioned. Come on, people. Don't sit back and think that there's only 24 hours in a day. We can't do all this stuff. We need your help. Okay? And if you want to keep us on the air, it's up to you. Everything with the Hagmann Report is up to you. Our survivability is up to you. And remember when we talked about it, Alex said, well, this, that, and the other. The one flaw in that whole deal that he just said in that last segment is they're going to take communications down. Everything he said was based on communication. So keep that for that scenario. You need to keep in mind what I just told you. Because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to knock the Hagmann Report, the Alex Jones Show, anything Dave's, Coach Dave's putting out, any people like this.
Yep.
Our website ain't going to be there. Be advised. That's the only flaw with what Alex just said. Comms. The first thing you do, what do we do going to Iraq? What's the first thing we do? We send in Apache helicopters to take out communications and SAM sites, missile sites.
Yep.
That's how you win a war. You kill the communications so they can't go, help! This time I'm trying to kill me. See, that's why you take out communications. Or I'm being serious.
No,
that's what you do. I mean, and I'm not being a jerk, but if I see a radio man, it's probably been my policy. If I see a radio man on the other team, two people I looked for. I looked for the radio guy, and I looked for the commanding officer.
Yep.
And if I could take those two, that fight was over. That fight was over, and well, never mind. That's where you hit. You take away the ability to lead and the ability to communicate. All right, let's go keep going on that. Everything else he said was cool.
All right.
And you've got all the preparation for this ready. So you get everybody fighting over Israel and Palestine, and then really it's just a communist uprising cover to get that all formed and ready to get the right wing to come out and play and be part of the whole thing. You'll have provocateurs, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, dressed up, obviously saying horrible things, doing terrible things. You'll have some real idiots to do it. That'll raise the temperature more. And then, simultaneously, they're going to hit the Jews first. In fact, earlier I was saying they'll probably shoot up some black churches and black universities first. But before they go to full martial law, that's the warm-up. Then, secondly, they will hit the synagogues and at the same time hit federal buildings. And they like truck bombs because that's plausibly deniable and you can't really catch who did it. And then out of that, it won't be called martial law, but it'll be called a civil emergency. Then they'll claim the Russians hit the power grid, and part of the power grid will go down. And then they'll claim the Russians have hit the banks. And then they'll tank the economy, claiming it's the Russians that did it, and part of the power grid, and you're in full martial law. And then for issues of national security, to get the banks back on, to get the power back on in some areas, to stop the burning cities with the left out just torching everything, Biden, will have to declare a national emergency, and they'll have to crack down on disinformation on all sides. And they'll turn off the funding to Hamas and turn off the funding to their minions and turn off the funding to Black Lives Matter. And, they'll turn off all the little nationalist patriot front that are clearly feds, that are wound up running around, and then all those guys that are being used, they'll be shut down again, but later brought back when they're needed. But in the wake of that, the people exposing all of this, the folks trying to stop it, the Tucker Carlsons, the Alex Joneses, they will be taken off the air. And I don't say this to be dramatic. When they go to full martial law, there's a very good chance they're going to go ahead and kill Trump. And I would predict the same day they kill Trump, they'll probably kill Senator Paul or try. They'll kill Matt Gaetz. They'll try to kill me, and they'll go ahead because they know Joe's awakening, or they're going to go ahead and kill Joe Rogan. They'll kill Joe. And, you know, they've already got plans how to do it, how to line it up. One guy they'll claim was a murder-suicide. Oh, he killed himself, and, you know, or shot his wife and killed himself. Oh, you know, this guy, you know, died of a heroin overdose. Oh, this guy was in a shootout. This guy got carjacked. But they may not even care and just go to our houses and just you know, launch hand grenades into the thing. I mean, they're not going to care at that point. All right? And they're going to have communists just green lit, just burning courthouses, burning buildings, just torching everything. So you'll have cities on fire everywhere, just people looting, murdering. The police will all be, you know, hiding in the police stations. People will be firing grenades into the police stations. The 30 million illegal aliens, it's not 20 million, it's not 10 million. The 30 million illegal aliens who all got smartphones from the UN and the 10 million military-age men they brought in, they'll go out and hit all the targets they're supposed to hit. And it's the end of the country. So that's where we are. And but notice who doesn't get killed. Notice who doesn't get wiped out. It'll be the leftist and the right-wingers that are making it all racial. They'll all, you know, mysteriously, you know, they'll all be okay. And, you know, they'll all be protected so they can do this again if they need to down the road. And that's why Bernie Sanders and the rest of them are out there saying, this is Biden's Vietnam. They're just replaying the uprisings of the 60s, but they're going to make it far worse. And by the way, the Democrats have all said, we've got a bill introduced to strip the military power from Trump if he's president-elect during uprisings. They said this a few months ago. And they said, we believe a civil war is imminent, all the movies and all the shows. And they were talking about doing it when he's president-elect because they want to wait and see if they can steal it. But now they're so sure he's going to win because they don't have enough dead people and people out of district to vote that they're going to go ahead and do it before. Now, remember, they can launch it after he's president-elect or they can do it before, but they're never going to let him, unless we stop them, we can talk about how we do that, get into the office. Okay?
All right, stop.
So you're about to see the movie Civil War.
Right on all points. The real question is, if they hit Trump, that's what will really create the biggest backlash. And at that point, it won't be just going after the government and all that. I swear, if they got a leftist neighbor down the street, somebody will go down and kill them. But they're absolutely right. The main thing, and I don't know how we can do it, but it's going to have to be dealt with, are the people in these encampments that we know are mercenaries. That is a critical factor in this mess. That, in fact, I'm going to tell you right now, that's our biggest opponent.
I agree.
There's enough of those people already standing on U.S. soil to cripple every major city, and just for a marker, just cities with international airports. I mean, now there's more than enough to cripple. So how many people does it really take to cripple and scare the hell out of a city? 100.
Really?
Can do a wicked job. They have thousands and millions at their disposal. This is something that we have to figure out how to deal with. When you don't want, and it puts us in a bad legal thing, because you don't want to strike them ahead of time legally, because then you're going in and you're just committing murder. But if the shit has already hit the fan, pardon me, that's the best description that I can come up with this morning. If that's already hit the fan, then it's all on at that point. The first thing you would do is take those people out.
Right.
You would have to. But unfortunately, not even, let's say that they try and hit Trump and they fail. The main thing that would really trigger, it's not even going to be BLM riots or Antifa, because we usually sit through those things, which we shouldn't, but we do. It'll be the attack of the millions of mercenaries on cities, banks, churches, everywhere at their people's soft spots, you know, soft targets like malls, schools.
Yes.
Why don't you stop and think about that? Stop and think about the biggest city closest to you. all of you out there in the audience, and stop for a second and think about the biggest city. And I want you to think about how many people, how many armed, trained mercenaries, how many would it take to cripple your city? Would 50 be able to do it? Would it take 100? Would it require 500? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what answer you gave me. They have the manpower. Think about that.
And you mentioned you mentioned schools. That. Okay.
Yes.
Again, you know, I love history. I love comparing like modern history, more recent history, the things going on today. How many people remember the Beslan school siege, yes, hostage crisis?
Oh, in Russia.
Okay, in Russia. September 1st, 2004. So you're looking at 20 years ago. 1,100 hostages. Mm-hmm. 777, interesting number, children, mm-hmm, ending with the deaths of 334 people. So, I mean, how many people were involved in attacking that number? Okay, this ragtag, and it kind of was a ragtag group. It was 30, 31 mm-hmm in total. Yeah. Just one incident that yep, that crippled almost.
Beslan.
Yeah.
That was an interesting subject because I used to train on that. Like I've given training sessions on that before. The biggest flaw in that was as soon as the people went into the school, they took forever to respond. The authorities did, which allowed them the time to booby trap all the doors. That's the key. You've got to get as soon as it happens, whether there's a plan or not, you have to get people in the school quickly. So that, and hide. So let them lock the doors, give them that false sense of security, then hunt them down and kill them one by one. But you have to get the authorities, have to, if they took over my daughter's school today, I'd be one of the first ones there. And I don't care that I can hardly walk, I would still go in. I'd offer my assistance to the police before it could turn into a Beslan. But you got to have people on the inside. That was amazing.
I think you got that backwards. I think the police would be offering their assistance to you, but go on.
That would be good. I think about that all the time because, unfortunately, people always target the children. The bad guys always target the children.
Yes.
Look at our entire world. It's the children that are in danger more than anything. And we let them. And the people that say, well, this is the end times and that's just the way God wants it. Did you ever stop and think that they know that we're Christian patriots? Did you ever stop and think that they actually use that against us? And think, we'll make it look like it's the end times. And that way, they'll say, oh, this is prophecy. I'll just sit back and wait for God to come. Did you ever think about that?
Interesting you mentioned that, the prophecy.
Did you ever think, yes.
I'm telling you, a lot of these satanic cults are pushing for the end times. In addition to, and I make no apologies by saying this, a lot of Jewish groups are pushing for the mm-hmm Third Temple and you know, the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But do you ever think that this is all set up?
Yes.
For everything to fall in place? Because Lord knows that the Christians, we've been sitting on our asses complacent for way too long. Now we're starting to get, okay, we're all starting to think about it, and you almost got the guts to go out and do something. So what do you think they would do? They want you to think it's the end times. They want you to stay complacent. They want you to stand up and say, yes, I'm a Christian. Boom! Right in the head. I would rather say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Boom!
There you go.
You got it in reverse, folks. I mean it. The psychological warfare involved in this is so incredible. So incredible. The most satanic, devious minds have come up with this stuff.
You know something, let me just throw this out there. I get no money by doing this, okay? This is a book that I read, and it's really kind of a compilation of some scholarly articles, but in book form, it probably took 50 years in the making. But the rape of the mind. Okay, I cannot recall who said read this to me. I wish I could, but I can't. And it talks exactly about what you're referencing in terms of, you know, for example, the paralysis of fear, and how to program groups of people. Mm-hmm. Really, the blueprint for COVID is in this. Okay. In not COVID, but the response to it. And it's just, I'm watching mm-hmm. this play out.
Yes. See, at the same time, everybody else is doing the same thing and looking at it and going, wow, this is the end times. And yes,
yeah.
I have no doubt. But it was the end times too in 1920 when, you know, things were starting to collapse. You know, in the 20s and 30s, we went through Great Depressions, we went through the Civil War. I mean, there's been disasters all through history, and people have jumped the gun and said, it's the end times. I mean, we can't do that. Okay, we can't be complacent. Complacency has got us where we're at.
That's
because,
right.
Because if we find out 2 years from now that this had nothing to do with the Lord coming back, we're going to feel pretty bad when we're walking our kids to the guillotine to have the head cut off. Ever stop and think about it?
Mm.
Stop and think about it, people. Here's the best part of all this we've talked about today. There's enough Christian patriots that we can still get the job done. Have no fear of that. You have to play your role, though.
And you know, this is something on Sunday that during our meeting on Sunday, we have to stay in our lane. And by saying that, there's no admonishment there. But, you know, we're all tasked with something we can do and read our own mail, stay in our lane and just do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just do something like Doug, he's got the Hagman Report. He's out there putting the truth out every day. You got Alex Jones. That is their calling. That is our calling. And it's a good calling because health wise, we can't do a whole lot. Okay, but there's the callings of the people that you may have to pick up a rifle one day. Maybe that you're going to peel potatoes. Maybe you set up tents for patriots out in the woods. I don't know.
Hey, you might have to fire a 30-06 from your little rascal.
You don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know. But we are in a fight for our lives. And the sad part is the high percentage of Americans, including Republicans,
yes,
don't have a real clue of what's coming. All they see is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the smallest turd in the punch bowl. Believe me. He's a face. Okay? He hasn't had a creative thought in 30 years. He operates by smell. Okay, this man is not. We don't fear Joe Biden. I could get a damn less if Joe Biden is breathing or dead. I could care less. Okay, and I mean that. He's not a threat to me. He's not a threat to my family. He's only a threat to a country because of the position he sits in and because he doesn't have the balls to do the right thing. That's the only reason Joe Biden's a threat, because he's a badass. He's nothing.
No.
Okay? He's puke. I give dog crap in my yard more consideration than I would him. You know, I mean,
he's and not by the looks it, of it, 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 you're it, not you're not alone.
And the thing is, so there's a lot of key people. I'll tell you right now, there's about 11 people that if they weren't on God's earth, this would be a whole different thing going on right now.
Yeah,
and I'm being honest with you, it's about 11 people.
Sounds like you've counted.
It's just my friend, my best friend. I tell you that, you know that.
Yep.
We've talked about it a million times, and you know what? I don't want the U.S. at war. We're going to end up there at the rate we're going. We are going to end up in a civil war at the rate we're going. But I'm waiting to see the U.S. troops launched out into something else, but it almost run out of time on that because of deployment would take so many months. to achieve. Yeah, I have no idea. I just don't know. My biggest thing is, where does the military play in all this? That's a key factor. Now, if the military goes directly against the millions of thugs that have been imported to the country, that would be different. But what's their battlefield? It's our front yards and our backyards. We have a problem. You know what I mean? They're not going to go out and meet on a battlefield. They don't do that anymore. Those days are gone. You know, the British, remember the British and the colonial army go out and stand in line and shoot at each other. I'm sorry. I would have saw the flaw with that plan right away. But no matter what, if the military engages, U.S. citizens and innocents are going to get hurt and killed.
Well, I think about the military's role in Hurricane Katrina. I'm thinking, wait a second. None of that was legal, constitutional.
No, we were seeing, in fact, in my films, stuff I've kept over the years, I've got videos where it was suspected it was a Blackwater sniper, and he was hitting civilians.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have no doubt in my mind that's true.
Go ahead. And I can't prove that, and I don't want to be hauled up in front of anybody to prove that. I just remember the videos, though, and I was seeing some really strange things. You know what's sad? They used to have to hunt Al-Qaeda on the computer.
Yeah.
Then they couldn't run from us. They couldn't hide. And now they have to hunt our own government. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because they've stepped into the role of the bad guys. And that's the thing. They're calling us the bad guys. We're not the bad guys. Well, we're what we stand for. You know, we're not the bad guys. We are doing the right thing.
Well, you know, to that end, in the remaining moments we have, this week, Elise Stefanik questioning Chris Wray, the head of the FBI, asking whether, number one, there is like a Crossfire Hurricane 2.0 additional investigation into, for example, Donald Trump and the people around him. And secondly, whether they are watching, the FBI, that is, have an open investigation on the America First Christian Conservative Patriots. He refused to answer both questions. Now, he said a lot of words, but in essence, he refused to answer those questions, which tells me that, yes, there's an investigation on both, and demonization follows that investigation to the American public. Go ahead.
When they start attacking and we get false flags and all that, there's no end of people whose names they can associate with that.
That's right.
There's no end. Guys, you know, you don't listen, don't believe what you hear. Please look into things yourself. Okay. And this term far right, this is so out of bounds. It's not even funny, because the far right to date hasn't been radical at all. But the far left has. They what, $2 billion in damage back in 2020?
Oh, yeah.
$2 billion burning cities. And there's like 30 some killings. Yeah. I didn't even know the death rate was that high.
Oh, it was incredible. In contrast that to the Ferguson riots, where you had Koreans on rooftops, and that was more tempered because of the mitigating factors that were employed. Right. Hey, we're about a minute out of time. Randy Taylor, again, this was a good exercise, I think, intellectually. You got to drink coffee in order to really understand this.
That's right, and I know I do this on every show, ladies and gentlemen. I
appreciate
Hagman Coffee. These are Hagman Coffee beans. This helps support the show. This also helps support the children. Guys like Craig Sawyer out there working, you know. There's a lot of things that Doug and the Hagman Report give money to. You know what? I've seen acts of generosity out of this man that bring a tear to the eye.
Thank you.
And I'm not being, and I'm not kissing his ass. I'll be the first one to tell him to kiss my ass. But he is a good man. Okay.
I appreciate
in order for good men to do things, We need to be well-funded. The ones that are supporting us, God bless you. We do it for you. You can be in my foxhole any day.
Brother, I love you, man. We'll be talking with you. Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. And hey, leave us a comment on Rumble. Subscribe, please.
Please.
To
please.
Rumble and Brighteon. All right, folks. Thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you so much. Appreciate you.